USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More than 24,000 New York City workers will be forced to stay home Monday when Mayor de Blasio's COVID-19 vaccine mandate goes into effect, raising concerns about the impact on emergency response times in the five boroughs. One fire death over the weekend in New York City is being blamed on slow response times. As Democrat Congresswoman AOC announced the world will come to an end in 12 years if nothing is done to climate change, President Biden's ambitions to lead the world in slowing the planet's warming will be tested on two continents this week. COP26, or the 26th Conference of the Parties, climate talks in Glasgow, Scotland, is going on now through November 12th. Election Day 2021 is an off year across the United States, but it has mostly drawn attention to the competitive race for a Virginia governor. It should be noted several major cities, including New York, Boston, Atlanta, and Minneapolis, will elect mayors on Tuesday. USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
In less than a year, America went from energy independence to not being energy independent. Gas prices are a direct result.
Americans are paying more for everyday goods and services, leading some to fear an impending inflation crisis. One of the examples of increased prices is gasoline. But Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm assures on NBC's Meet the Press that prices won't stay high forever.
The Energy Information Agency has said that by projected, again, it's very volatile, but yep, they said that by the beginning of December, the prices should come down for at the pump to $3.05. We'll see if that actually happens, but they're the best objective data that we have.
Critics argue the Biden administration's policies on energy, such as shutting down the Keystone XL pipeline, are contributing to rising gas prices. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
As you get this Monday going, thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As another massive wave of immigrants are in Mexico heading to the United States, the Biden administration's open border policy has offered no leadership for months from the person in charge, Vice President Kamala Harris. George P. Bush, the son of former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, is running for Attorney General in Texas and tells Newsmax the plan is to get more Democrat voters in country, or it's a great big snub to the state of Texas.
I would say that he's trying to build a loyal political base by trying to grant amnesty to upwards of 7 million undocumented immigrants, or just giving the middle finger to the state of Texas. But as you alluded to, the state of Texas is a can-do people. We're very resilient. I've got a new offer for the President of the United States. Maybe he should just give us the billion that he's going to pay illegals, and we will enforce federal immigration law for them. This administration has decided at every turn they're going to chip away at law and order, especially in border communities that time and time again are seeing wave after wave of caravans, and it's eating away at the public treasury of our state. And so my theory is that when more migrant caravans end up in blue states, suddenly the president's going to get some calls from his fellow Democrats to change their policies.
The Biden administration is mulling the idea of paying illegal immigrants $450,000 for each child separated at the border in 2018.
Here we are in our state of Texas with 1.8 million veterans who served our great country, but yet high rate of suicide, high rate of unemployment, but nothing for them.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.